The following program is sponsored by Seattle Open Door Church. Seattle Open Door Church is committed to loving God, loving people, and loving life. Our doors are open to whomever. No masks required. Seattle Open Door Church is located in downtown Burien next to the Southwest Courthouse. Host for There Is Hope is Richard Dover, the senior pastor of Seattle Open Door Church in Burien.
Go to verse 21. You should be looking. Everybody should be looking at their Bible, their phone, or something. You should be looking at it, reading it. I'm setting you up, by the way, when I say that. Just know that. I'm setting you up because we're going to come to a verse that's gonna, you're going to find out why I said that. So you go to verse 21. So Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself since he says where I'm going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. So I want you to look at this. Jesus says, I'm going away. And you will not. I am going away, and then you will seek me. You'll try to find me, but you won't be able to find me. Why? Because you will die in your sin. And where I'm going, you cannot come. If Jesus said that to you, if Jesus said to you, he looks at you, and he looks you in the eye, and he says, I'm leaving, and you're going to try to find me, but you will not find me, because you will die in your sin, and where I'm going, you cannot come. What would you think? Die in your sin, where are you going? You're going to hell. If you can't find Jesus and you're going to hell, where's Jesus? Heaven. What should you want? I want to find out how I get to heaven, right? But listen to what the Jews said. Will he kill himself? Will he kill himself? If Jesus kills himself, he's not going to heaven. And instead of saying, where are you going? The natural man, the worldly man, thinks Jesus is going to kill himself. In other words, their ears are closed to what Jesus has to say. They don't want to hear what Jesus has to say. Listen, if you don't want to spend time in this word, you don't want to hear what it has to say. You don't want the guide path that shows you how to walk in victory. We're going to find that out in a moment. But notice what he says. He says, you are from below, I'm from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. He's saying they're of the world. Jesus is not of this world. What does that mean? That Jesus, while he was on this earth, did not take on the sins of this world. He didn't partake of the evil of this world. How many know this world has evil? Now some say there is no such thing as evil. They're lying. Because if you steal something from them, they'll call it evil. Every person knows there's things that are evil. And what Jesus says, there's things that are evil, these things that are sinful of this world. And he says, if you're going to have a relationship with me, if you're going to know God the Father, if you're going to know God the Son, that you cannot be a participant of the world. We are part of this world, right? We live in this world. But we're not of this world. There's the difference. I have to be in this world. I have to be around what goes on in this world. But am I absorbing and taking on this world? Listen, if you are embracing the lifestyle, behavior, mindset of this world, then you're of this world. Jesus is not of this world. Embracing the lifestyle. What does that mean, the lifestyle of this world? This world says, in America, we say, freedom means you can do whatever you want. As long as it isn't illegal. And then, even if it is illegal in America, people still say it's okay. So in King County, in the city of Seattle, it's illegal to possess narcotics, but they say it's okay. That is the world. What do people say? Well, it's okay as long as you don't get caught. Isn't that what people say? It's okay as long as you don't get caught. Listen, if you're embracing the lifestyle of this world, the lifestyle is that you can party on Friday, Saturday night, and then you come to church on Sunday and praise Jesus. That's the lifestyle of the world. That you can live sinful. You know, you're a good Christian. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you do good. Friday and Saturday is the time to serve the devil. Then Sunday morning you come to the altar and you repent and everything's good. Some people don't even come to the altar on Sunday to repent. That's the lifestyle of the world. The behavior of the world, the mindset of the world. The world, the way the world thinks. If you think the world, the way the world thinks, you have to ask yourself, do I know Jesus? If the world says certain things are okay and the Bible says it's not okay, if you go by what the world says, you're not of Jesus. So let me make it even clearer. If the Bible says, thou shall not do this, and you do it, you have the mindset of the world. And the question is, when you did it, did the Holy Spirit speak to you? You have a sin. And that sin, I make it really easy again, is your sin is you like to steal chains. Okay, I hope nobody steals chains. Actually, I set you up. Some, if not in this room, some on that are listening on TV, some of you like to steal chains of bondage all the time. You look for the bondage all the time. You're chasing the bondage all the time. You don't think it's bondage, but you're chasing the bondage all the time. But say you have this sin to steal chains. If you have the Holy Spirit living within you, and if you read in the Bible that said, thou shalt not steal chains, and you have the Holy Spirit in you, when you go to pick up a chain, what will happen? Will you not feel some guilt? Will you not be sneaky because you know you're guilty? This is how you know. If what you do, you're looking behind your back to see if anybody saw you, you knew it was wrong. And you're lying when you say you didn't know it was wrong. Okay? But you may feel guilty, but then the question is, if you're a Christian and you feel guilty, do you have conviction to stop? All of us can be tempted. Every one of you can someday, some point in time, somehow, the devil whispers to you and says, steal a chain. Steal a chain. Only one chain. Because you don't steal 20 chains. That would be wrong. Only steal one chain. And the devil speaks to you. Anybody in this room could have it that the devil says to you, steal a chain. Have you sinned because the devil told you to steal a chain? You haven't sinned if he told you to steal a chain. But when you steal the chain, you've sinned. And so if you're a believer in Christ, the devil says, steal a chain, steal a chain. You grab that, and the chain, just realize I'm talking about sin. You do understand that. I'm just being nice because I'm not calling out any sin. But the devil says to you that sin that so easily entangles you, remember Apostle Paul says that? That there's a sin that so easily entangles you as a believer? So whatever that chain is that the devil tempts you to steal, if you're a believer, you may take that chain. And you may even wear the chain as a Christian. But what's going to happen the whole time you're wearing that chain? You're carrying that sin. You're doing that. What's going to happen if you're a Christian? The Holy Spirit's going to convict you. He's going to speak to you and say, you need to get that chain off. Jesus can get that chain off. You need to get prayer. You need to have somebody lay hands on you and cast that out of you. You need to go and get help. You need to repent. Go into the Word. The Holy Spirit say to you, get in the Word. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. But if you're a Christian that's walking in carnality, if you're a Christian that's not listening to the Holy Spirit, you will not get into the Word. You won't get help. And then you get more bound up. And the next thing you know, you got the filthy chains on you. And you're still a Christian. But there'll be something in you. If you're a believer in God, there's something that says, I need to get free. Something in you will say, I need to get free. But maybe you take on that sin. You take on that sin. And then maybe you get so bound up as a Christian that the devil starts pulling you around. As a Christian, can it happen? We have a free will. We choose who we turn that will over. Can you still be born again? Can you still be saved? Absolutely. But you'll be a Christian that is in bondage, that is being pulled every which way, and that is not freedom. Now the problem is, there are people who claim the name of Christ that this happens to, but they've never made a commitment to Christ at all. And they're deceived. They're not born again. And the way you'll know is because if all this is happening to you, you're claiming the name of Jesus, there's something in you that says it's wrong, and you, something in you is going to cry out to God and says, God, I need free. And sooner or later, you will come to an altar, you'll go to a pastor, you'll go somewhere to get help to get free. But if you're doing it and you enjoy it, you like it. Listen, sin is fun or people wouldn't do it. It's fun at the beginning and it becomes bondage later. If you like the sin you're doing and you don't feel bad about it, you have not been set free indeed. And you have to ask yourself, do I even know God Almighty? So if you participate in the world, you're going to take on the world. You're going to take on the world. And you do not know what it means to be free indeed. Let's go to verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is talking to those who believed him, who believed upon him. And he says, if you abide in my word, what's Jesus' word? This is ultimately his word. His word was put into print for us by God Almighty. Did you hear me? When Jesus said, if you abide in my word, they didn't have the word. They had the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament. And he says to them, before they have the New Testament, he says, if you abide in my word, in other words, if you abide in the things that I have spoken to you. They did not have this, but they knew they had to listen to what Jesus said. When Jesus spoke, they listened. He says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. Well, Jesus isn't here. So Jesus isn't talking to us except through what? Through the word and through his Holy Spirit. He says, listen, what he says, if you abide in my word, you're truly my disciples. If you're not reading this word, are you a disciple? If you don't spend time in the word of God, are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you a disciple? Listen, if your pastor says to you in a sermon to read the word, there's a reason. Because it says if you're a disciple, you will read the word. Now listen to what it says. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know why a lot of people are in bondage? They don't go to the truth. They don't go to the word. And they're in bondage. I don't believe the Bible. I don't think it's true. I think it's fairy tales. Do you have freedom in America to believe that? You have freedom to believe that it's nothing but fairy tales. Okay? But if you believe that, you have to ask yourself, am I a follower of Jesus Christ? Am I a disciple of Jesus? You know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I have a question for you. Who's the truth? Jesus. Jesus is the truth. Jesus sets you free. This word can only do so much, because in the midst of it, if you read this word and you don't believe it, it can't do a whole lot. But the Holy Spirit of God can take this word and bring life in it. But guess what? Some people are in bondage. And they're in bondage because they refuse to read the Word of God. They choose to not read the Word of God. If I read this word, is my bondage, my sin of still in chains? If I read this word, is my sin going to come up in that Bible someplace? Absolutely. That's why I don't read it. Because if I read the Bible, it'll start talking about my sin. And I don't want it to talk about my sin. Because if it talks about my sin, I'll be convicted that what I'm doing is wrong. And then I have to repent. And I don't think I can repent because I don't have the Holy Spirit living within me that gives me the power to repent. Or I have unbelief. If you have unbelief that God can set you free, how do you get the belief for God to set you free? Laura, how do you get it? Laura always says it. The word, the word, the word, the word, That's how we get faith, is through the Word. That's how we get free, is through the Word. And who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. The question is, are you abiding in God's Word? Now listen what the definition for abide is. To persevere. To hang in there. To continue. What did Jesus say? Listen to what he says. If you abide in my word, you're truly my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus says, if you abide, continue to persevere in the word of God, if you continue to persevere in his word, if you continue to persevere in your relationship with him, if you will abide in Jesus, you will be free. And did he say, maybe you'll be free? No. He actually says, we're going to find out later, that you'll be free indeed. Jesus is the Word. You know the truth, and you will be set free. If you're not in the Word of God, you will be in bondage. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. Jesus is the truth. And do you have a complete relationship with him? Listen to this. So Jesus said, the Jews have believed him. If you abide in my word, you're truly my disciples, and you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What does it mean to know the truth? To know. To know, listen. To know is to observe, fully perceive, notice attentively, discern, recognize, knowing full well, special appreciation. So let's look at that word, and you know the truth. If you know the truth, you pay attention to it. You know it full well. You have special appreciation. Listen, if you know Jesus, if Jesus is the truth, if you know him, you appreciate him. You have a relationship with him. You have intimacy with him. Do you know that that word know, when it comes to knowing the truth, that word know is to have an intimate relationship with, like a husband and wife. Husband and wife know each other intimately. Jesus says, if you know this word and have this love for this word, like you would have love with your spouse, if you have a love with him like you would have with your spouse, that you will be free and you will not walk in sin. If you want to stay out of bondage, stay in relationship with Jesus and his word. There is somebody I know that is struggling, that's in bondage right now. And they're not here today. Ask them to be here. Encourage them to be here. They're not here. Can I tell you almost for sure they're still living in bondage? Because if you get a hold of a pastor and you say, I am in a desperate situation, I don't know what to do, I need help, I need to have a close relationship with Jesus, I need help. And I let you know, we're going to talk about freedom from bondage, freedom from sin, that Jesus can give you the victory, and I tell you that, and you don't show up. If you still live in bondage, whose fault is it? Yourself. We have a free will. We choose to be free or not. If I give you a key to unlock the prison door, and you choose not to use the key, you're in bondage of your own free choice. What if I was to tell you, for many, they don't understand the prison they live in. Listen, if we're a Christian, and we may have sin, everybody understands, I am saying that Christians can have sin. Everybody understands that we all have sin. Everybody understands we can fall short. Everybody knows I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm not asking you to keep the law. You can't keep the law. Keep relationship with Jesus, and then you can keep the law. But as Christians, you know, a lot of us are in bondage, and the issue is that we're in this bondage, and we're in a jail cell. But for a Christian, you know what the crazy part is? The cell's not locked. It's not locked. You're in a jail cell because of your sin, and the sin has put you into bondage. But what we don't realize as Christians is the jail cell's not locked. What do I mean by that? As a Christian, you can walk out of the bondage anytime. As a Christian, you can walk outside the jail cell of bondage anytime. All you got to do is what? Call out to Jesus. Jesus, set me free. God, give me help. Holy Spirit, help me to get the victory. Show me what I need to do to get the victory. Holy Spirit, speak to me. And he says, open the door and walk out. In other words, he says, repent. Go the opposite direction of the sin, the bondage, and what do you have? Freedom. Oh, Pastor Rich, it's not that easy. It is that easy if you trust on Christ. If you apply all the principles we talked about, it is easy. It may be hard at the time, but listen, if you read the Word, you're going to get faith. You're going to read the Word and you're going to see how people were set free and delivered. You're going to read the Word and see how God did miracles and amazing things, and it starts to build faith in you. You get with somebody and say, hey, I don't understand the Word. Can you help me with the Word? You get into worship and praise, and you're worshiping God. Even listen, you come and you worship God and you sing the songs we sing. You're going to get freedom. It may be a process. It may be hard. Yes, I understand that. It may take weeks. It may take a long time because of where we're at in our minds and everything else that's going on. But we will get free, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Two more passages and then we're done. Verse 33. Slave to sin. They answered him, we are offspring of Abraham and never been a slave to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? They're saying, we're not in bondage. Were they in bondage? They were bondage in legalism. They were bondage in Phariseeism. They were in all kinds of bondage, but they say, we're not in bondage. How many people say, I'm not in bondage? We're not in bondage. And he says, how is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them and said, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. What does practice mean? To do over and over again, right? To get good at it. So Jesus is saying, everyone who gets good at sin, who learns how to do it really well, is a slave to it. Is that true? Let me give you an example. You take a young boy, and somebody puts pornography in front of him. Almost any young boy will end up looking. Does that mean he's a slave to pornography? No. But what if he practices? He explores. He says, I want to practice how to read pornography. So he picks up every book there is. Will he become a slave to it? Listen, if you want to be free, you cannot embrace those things that enslave you. So I have a question for you. Are you practicing sin? Are you trying to be good at sin? Or are you trying to follow Jesus? Last verse, verse 36. So if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. You're free indeed. So do you want to be free? Do you want to walk in victory? Do you want to be an overcomer? Do you want to have the favor of God? Do you want to have the favor of man? Do you want to live a victorious life? Do you want to practice the freedom that you have, that freedom to not sin? If you want to be free, don't walk in darkness. Don't embrace darkness. If you want to be free, know God the Father and know Jesus. Observe how Jesus lives. Then you know how to live. Observe how those who love Jesus with all their heart, how do they live? And duplicate what they do. If you want to be free, You can't be of this world. You can't embrace the world. You can't turn around and be like the world, look like the world. Listen, it's okay if you have purple hair. The Bible doesn't say anything about it. But if you're having purple hair so you can be like the world, then it's wrong. If you're doing it as a joke, Pat, it's okay. But if you're doing it just so you can look like the world, it's wrong. There's a lot of things that you can do that you have freedom to do, but if you're doing it so you can be like the world, it's wrong. Listen, if you want to be free, abide in the Bible and abide in Jesus. If you want to be free, know the truth, Jesus. Have relationship with Jesus. If you want to be free, don't be a slave to sin. Most of what I talked about has to do with decisions you make. You don't have to do with the emotions at all. It's decisions, it's choices. Listen, I have a relationship with Jesus. That's relationship. That's feelings. That's emotion to have intimacy with Jesus. That is an emotion. That's a feeling. But to honor God is not based upon feelings. It's based upon the truth and decisions. Lord, I would pray that if there's anybody that's in this room, there's anybody that is watching this TV show, if they have not made a commitment to Jesus Christ, they would do that today. They would say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm bound up in sin. I'm bound up in things of this world, and I want to get free. I want to have victory. And so, Jesus, I believe that you rose from the dead, you conquered sin, and that you, as my Lord of Lords and King of Kings, I can have eternal life. And I want you to be Lord of Lords, King of Kings of my life. And Lord, anybody that has prayed that, anybody that has said that, anybody that's their heart of hearts, that they can be assured that they have eternal life in Jesus Christ and experience the joy of heaven and not face the condemnation of hell. So we thank you, Jesus, that you purchased salvation for us, and through you, we can be free. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to There Is Hope with Pastor Richard Dover. Through Jesus Christ, we can live a victorious life. Seattle Open Door Church, located in Burien, committed to loving God, loving people, and loving life. Seattle Open Door Church wants you to know that regardless of where you've been or what you've done, God loves you. Their doors are open to anyone and everyone. Their services are Sunday mornings at 11. Seattle Open Door Church is located at 625 Southwest 149th Street in Burien, next to the Southwest Courthouse.